The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
That 15 minutes is going to be spent in the culpable hands of Margaret Barrett, who is Managing Director at Mortgage Navigators, who is going to talk to us about how to get a half-decent mortgage rate. A 0.25% cut to mortgage rates is apparently on the way. Some of that then is going to get passed on, which begs the question, is now a good time to think about switching? We've loads of questions. Fire them in 087 1400 106 or 53106. Let's start with that one, Margaret. Is now a good time to look at possible switching?
It is. So the ECB are due to meet on the 12th of September. All indications are pointing that they will reduce interest rates by hopefully 0.25%. I think they'll be cautious, so it'll probably stay at around the 2.25%. So the immediate customer that's going to feel the knock-on effect of that immediately is our tracker customers. And look, they've been the hard hit. They've seen rates increase over the last 2 years by 4.5%. So they're going to see an immediate reduction of 0.25%. Furthermore, they're going to see a reduction of a further 0.35% because there's a price reduction due with the spread of the financing rate and the deposit rate in the European Central Bank. So they're going to actually hopefully see a 0.6% reduction, which is a lot. And I suppose to give an example of what that will feel for some customers, Anton, a customer that has 150,000 over a term remaining of 15 years, they could see their monthly repayment reduced by €44 per month, which is significant. It absolutely is significant.
And presumably if you're on a tracker, that means that you are pre-crash legacy mortgage, because you're not getting trackers anymore.
No, you're not. So you're absolutely pre-crash, to be quite honest. But at the same time, we know that we have hundreds of thousands of tracker customers still out there that have bared that 4.5% price increase. So it's very welcome.
Well, on the topic of tracker mortgages, we have somebody asking, I have 50k left on my mortgage. I'm paying 940 per month on a tracker. This year, I set up a standing order of €1,000 to try to reduce it quicker. Is this a good idea? And if so, should I increase the €1,000 when I can?
Yeah, so it is a good idea. So if that person has no other home for savings, you know what I mean? There's no other, I suppose, needs being evident as in education or, you know, long-term needs, then absolutely, because the interest rate there is potentially 5.5% if the base rate at the start was maybe 1.25%. So you're not getting that in a deposit account, unfortunately. You'd be all out, I think, you know, from, you know, a day-to-day deposit account of getting 2% max. So putting that €1,000 off absolutely is a good idea from an interest-saving perspective.
In terms of the mortgage, the suite of available mortgages currently, what's the competitive picture like now?
Yeah, it's actually not too bad, to be quite honest. Stats came out there earlier in the week that the average mortgage interest rate in Ireland is now currently 4.1%. That doesn't make us the cheapest in Europe. We're still the sixth highest in the European interest rates. But we still have rates available starting at 3.45, which is a green mortgage fixed for 4 years. And we have a variable interest rate of 3.75. So interest rates have reduced. That 4.1 not so long ago was 4.7. So we saw lenders prior to the June ECB meeting reduce their interest rates. So they've probably priced in these rate reductions that are coming forward. Would we like to see a further rate reduction? Absolutely.
Well, it's funny, as you're talking, a text has come in relating almost exactly to the numbers that you're citing. It says, we recently made the final drawdown on our mortgage for a new build. Our rate is currently 4.15% at the variable rate. We qualify for the green rate mortgage at 3.55%, and we can only avail of it if we fix for 5 years. Mm-hmm. Should we fix or hold tough in case it falls? We have until November 30th to decide.
I'd hold. It would be my just and it's only a brief hold just to see how the lenders will react.
So as in hold until November?
October, November. Just to see how the lenders will react to the September announcement. I don't think we're going to see an immediate reduction in interest rate. As I say, I think they've probably priced in this 0.5% into their pricing. But if they haven't moved by November, the answer would be to fix. There is cheaper interest rates. If this is a new build, it's a green mortgage. So there is a cheaper interest rate than what they're being quoted. That 3.45% is available to that client.
A text, and this one is complicated, so you'll have to guide me through it. It says, hi, currently looking for a mortgage for a self-built house. The AIB mortgage costing sheet has a line item that adds 10% contingency to the total cost valuation. Just wondering if this contingency is included in the help to buy €500,000 cap, as it appears to increase the value of the house by 10% and is not included for other banks.
Okay, so that 10% is a contingency fund. The help to buy is actually based on the end value of the property, not the cost of the build. So it's the actual valuation that will be done on that property, which will, I suppose, play into the cap of the help to buy scheme. So that this client is right, the help to buy is capped at 500,000, but for a self build, it's the value of the property on completion.
Because so, it'd be some house if you're putting 500k just into the build.
Absolutely. Well, in today's terms, they are, Anton, to be quite honest. So the good thing, though, from that client's perspective is that that 10% with AIB, they actually lend on the 10% contingency. Other lenders will expect the client to have the 10% for overruns in their savings. So to put that into context, that 10% is on top of the 10% deposit that's required for drawdown. So some banks will need you to have 20% to complete on a self-build mortgage. But from the help to buy's perspective, the 500k is based on the value of the property, not on the costings report.
If I am listening to you and I'm thinking, yeah, this sounds worthwhile, and even if it's 40 quid a month, by God, that adds up over a year and over 10 years if that's what's left in the mortgage. How complicated is the switching process?
Not complicated at all, to be quite honest, because you've the hard work done. One of the biggest assessments that a lender is looking for is called proven repayment ability. So it's proving that you can pay back the mortgage over the last 6 months, and you've that done with the existing mortgage. There's a reduction in documentation required. So for a self-employed person, we still need the set of accounts because it's the only way of seeing the income. But for a PAYE, it's your last year's employment detail summary, last two payslips and your bank account statements. Some lenders will request a mortgage statement, but not all, because we can see it on the CCR report. It is absolutely really, really easy. We just need to make sure that you're still inside credit criteria. So you're still inside the loan to income, loan to value multiples.
How much do the banks want to see that there is consistency in income, particularly for the self-employed? Because there are some people who are self-employed and it goes up and down across the course of a year, and it may net off to a decent number, but it's less predictable than PAYE. Does that matter?
Well, it does. So for a self-employed person, we're looking at last year's profit and loss and balance sheet, plus their Form 11 and their notice of assessment. So those last two documents are your revenue documents. So it's what you've returned to revenue as your income. For some self-employed people, they would have left profit in the company. So we can take, if it's a limited company, we can take the director's remuneration plus the net profit. If there's depreciation, we can add it back. There's some other expenses that can be added back as well. But what we're trying to figure out from a self-employed perspective is that, is the income consistent and sustainable, is what we're looking for.
One saying, I have a €340,000 25-year interest-free mortgage with only about 6 years left on it. The lender is now asking how I intend to pay off the principal. What is my best option? Interest-free mortgage?
Yeah, they exist, and we're seeing a few of them coming from maybe an investment side of the house. So this might be someone that owns a buy-to-let and put their property on an interest-free only period, which absolutely can be done. But, you know, it's still, the capital still needs to be repaid at some point in time.
Is this interest only in that case rather than interest? Oh, okay.
Yeah, interest only.
Sorry.
So I would say reach out to a broker. We don't happily speak to this customer. What we're trying to figure out is that, can we get the cheapest interest rate on the market to pay interest plus capital?
But if you've had an interest only mortgage over a period of 25 years, as this case with 6 years left on, at the end of that, I assume the answer is the bank says, you now pay us the entire capital or we take the house off you.
Absolutely, 100%. So the capital has to be repaid. So this might have been originally on a 10 or a 15 year interest only period, and that's now coming to fruition. So the bank is absolutely looking for its capital to be repaid. That property should have equity in it. So it's trying to figure out if there is a lower loan to value interest rate available for the client.
Because of course that was again another symptom of the boom. There was a time when people were rolling interest only mortgages on properties year after year.
Unfortunately, Anthony,
I have a pension I can cash in that would pay off my mortgage, but there'd be none left. I assume that means there'd be nothing left in the pension pot. I would live to pay it off and be debt free. Is it a good idea financially?
It depends on what else is in the other pots, I suppose, really, to be quite honest. And also if this person is still working. You know, I suppose my rule of thumb is that you should have three pots of gold. One is for the, you know, immediate expenses that come along, insurance, you know, day-to-day education, so on and so forth. Middle of the road is long-term, medium-term planning, and then is your pension. If this person is still working and can invest that pension pot, it's trying to figure out, can you get more on an interest rate investment pot as opposed to the interest you're being charged on your mortgage? Again, that's a calculation that needs to be done there, but it's worth having the conversation for sure.
Do you get many people who treat the family home as their pension, where it's the principal primary residence, they flog it, downsize and live off any leftover?
Absolutely, 100%. And we're, well, on, the problem is now is that trying to downsize in Ireland is actually a problem, because there's, you know, a huge, we talk about a supply in properties, but that smaller property is actually extremely difficult to find. But absolutely, it makes sense. You know what I mean? You've an unencumbered property that could be a 5-bedroom mansion and there's only one or two of you rattling around the house. So there's huge equity in that property. Could you release it for retirement planning?
No capital gains tax on primary principal residence,
isn't it? No, there's not.
Margaret, as ever, thank you so much. Margaret Barrett, Managing Director at Mortgage.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.